Scott Hansen here from NFL Red Zone. I hope you're checking out 1 hour of 5 Yard Rush, one of the best podcasts on NFL football in the UK.
Hello, Rush Nation, and happy new league year. It's Rob here once again with an update on the signings, re-signings, franchise tenders, all that jazz. It's been 24 hours more or less since the new year opened, since 2021 kicked off, and it has been frantic, full of action. So we need to get straight into it. The biggest signing we've seen so far, just happened recently, is that former Texans free agent Will Fuller is signing a one-year deal with the Miami Dolphins on more than $10 million. This was speculated on by Murphy in this morning's show, actually, with Rich, and it turns out he was spot on his prediction. Looks like Fuller will have a new home after his controversial season last year, and the Finns will get a big downfield weapon, which is great news for Tua. The wholesale changes are continuing at the Raiders, who have signed running back Kenyon Drake to a 2-year deal worth up to $14.5 million. This has huge fantasy implications for both Drake and Jacobs' owners. However, I'd like to give the edge to Jacobs, as he knows the team, he knows the scheme. He's entering his third year after two back-to-back seasons of over 1,000 rushing yards. You never know, there might even be space for both of them to do reasonably well there. The Los Angeles Chargers are signing veteran tight end Jared Cook to a one-year deal with a max value of $6 million. Hunter Henry was one of Justin Herbert's favoured targets last year, so this could be a huge boost to Cook's 2021 fantasy relevance and keep Herbert's passing machine going. Another tight end that's reached an agreement with the team, Kyle Rudolph, the former Vikings tight end, has reached an agreement with the New York Giants on a 2-year, $16 million maximum deal. Personally, I thought he was retiring after leaving Minnesota, but this deal will see him playing until he's 33. Finally, the MVP, Mitch Trubisky, he's finally found a home. The former Chicago Bear is signing with the Buffalo Bills. I mean, I liked Mitch last year. He was certainly better than Foles when playing. And this signing could actually be a brilliant way of keeping Allen hungry in the 2021 season, make sure he keeps him on his toes. Trubisky will be a great backup to have if Allen gets injured, which did certainly seem to happen or get close to happening several times last year. So it'll be good to have someone there to take the reins if Allen does go down. The Matthew Stafford, Jared Goff trade became official today. Why today and not yesterday? It's because Goff had a $2.5 million roster bonus due on the second day of the league year, which is today. The Rams agreed to pay it as part of the trade to the Lions, so that's a nice parting gift from the Rams. Going on to other signings and re-signings, Chris Godwin, the Bucs wide receiver, he has signed his franchise tender, locking in $15.9 million, fully guaranteed for next season. The two sides do have until July 15 to negotiate a long-term deal, though, so there's still things to be put on the table. The Giants, they're signing veteran quarterback Mike Glennon to go behind our boy Daniel Jones. The Cincinnati Bengals have agreed terms with wide receiver Mike Thomas. And in the 14 games with the Bengals last season, the fifth-year wideout caught 13 passes for 132 yards and a touchdown, so they're keeping hold of some of their supporting players there. Running back Elijah Maguire will remain in Kansas City, and he has signed with the Chiefs on a one-year deal. The Miami Dolphins are also signing former Ravens starting center Matt Skura to a one-year deal. So that's an experienced head to help lead the line. We did talk about it yesterday that it could have been David Andrews, but perhaps it seems that the former Patriot center could be going elsewhere. The Chiefs have signed tight end Blake Bell, who played for them a couple of seasons ago in the Super Bowl championship season. He was with the Cowboys in 2020, but got beaten out by Dalton Schultz. And with Blake Jarwin returning, it's likely there wouldn't have been any room or opportunities for Bell anyway. So heading back to the Chiefs, where he's going to be supporting Travis Kelce, could be the best move for him. The Cowboys have also announced they've agreed to a deal with defensive lineman Carlos Watkins, who started 11 games last season with the Houston Texans. So that's another bit of movement there from Dallas. The Philadelphia Eagles have agreed to terms with defensive tackle Hassan Ridgeway. He's been with the team the last two seasons. The Eagles have also picked up Andrew Adams, the former safety at the Bucs, so another bit of movement there for the Eagles too. Trade news, and the Patriots are sending tight end Ryan Izzo to the Texans for a seventh rounder. As we know, they've signed two big tight ends in the offseason already, so with four there potentially in the books, maybe even more. Izzo looks to be getting a bit more action at the Texans. That's another big trade between Bill Belichick and Nick Cassiero. The Texans are in turn releasing their veteran tight end Darren Fells and are also releasing their veteran punter Brian Anger. Defensive back PJ Williams agreed to terms to sign back with the Saints on a one-year deal worth $2.3 million fully guaranteed, so great news for him. The former Packers defensive end Montrevious Adams reached agreement with the Patriots on a one-year deal, so another signing there for the Patriots, filling up that defensive unit. The former Bears defensive lineman Brent Urban is signing a one-year deal with the Cowboys. And Pro Bowl fullback Nick Ballore will be staying put and re-signing with Seattle. Finally, we've also got Panthers signing another defensive player. We've got veteran free agent cornerback Rashan Melvin to a one-year deal. And that's adding another signature to that defensive group now, as Hassan Reddick and Denzel Perry among them. So could be some more defensive transactions yet to come for the Panthers. Just got to keep an eye out for them. In addition to the previously mentioned Drake deal, the Raiders and veteran tight end Derek Carrier have agreed to terms on a one-year deal, and Vegas have also allowed former starting safety Eric Harris to join the Falcons. It seems that the cap is all over the place for the Raiders at the moment, and in another attempt to maybe satisfy or sate that level, they've asked quarterback Marcus Mariota to take a pay cut down to just $3 million this year. Of course, he's due $10.725 million. If he does refuse, the team is likely to move on. And while his release is likely, the team has been able to trade players they would cut, so there could still be some deals being done there. A decision from Mariota is pending. The Broncos and Philip Lindsay have come to agreement that they will rescind the restricted free agent tender on the running back, making him an unrestricted free agent. That might prick up the ears of some teams looking for a running back. Certainly an undrafted one who can run for over 1,000 yards. There is a possibility that he could be on the move as well. Some final news as well. We've got Patriots safety Patrick Chung announcing on Instagram that he is retiring from the NFL. So after opting out last season, Chung is calling it a day, and he will be missed from that Patriots defensive unit, although they are getting some other players back as well. Finally, the NFL new media rights deal is in. It is for 11 years and an annual of $10 billion. So over the course of the deal, that is $110 billion, a huge amount of money, unimaginable at this time. There are actually four teams left. The last team standing yet to acquire a free agent from a different team, they are the Los Angeles Rams, the Green Bay Packers, the Indianapolis Colts, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So you never know, we have to see which one will be the last team standing. Until then, keep rushing.